In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Actually, I come here to cover the Song of Solomon chapter 3 and 4.
所以这一次呢, 我来的主题是在, 这个,
but I think
埃格, 这个雅各的这个 第三章还是第四章?
Since I started, I couldn't conclude it actually.
所以虽然我开始讲这个雅歌, 但是我没办法完成。
Actually, when I'm doing the seven charming points, then I even cannot finish that one.
所以我要开始的这是第七个, 但是, 第七堂, 但是我也没办法来完成这第三章还是第四章。
Yeah, I started with this Song of Solomon, chapter 3.
所以, 我开始的主题是在雅歌的第三章。
And beginning with Shunammite woman looking for her lover.
来这里谈到了这个心腹呢去寻求他的这个爱人。
Church is the place we can continue to search our lover and our true Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在教会呢我们可以继续的去寻找我们这个爱人就是耶稣基督。
And searching is precious.
然后这个 这个寻求的过程是非常宝贵的。And
Jesus is the one, we can say is a hiding, hidden treasure.
我们可以说耶稣基督呢，就是这个被隐藏的这个宝藏。We
just sit down to, he's coming to us. That it is easy way, of course, but the treasure is always we have to search around.
所以我们可以坐下来等耶稣来，但是这种这个宝贝呢。 我们去用那个，如果我们去寻找，会更加好。
When you love someone, that you always search around, searching your lover's the beauty.
当我们爱某一个人的时候，我们对我们的爱人是在一直去寻找他内在美。
Once your desire toward to the your lover, to seeking the not a beauty, that means your love actually now cooling down.
如果我们没有再有这个热忱去寻找我们爱人的这个内在美的时候，就表示说我们对我们的爱人的爱慢慢减退。Our
outer appearance, is important.
我们的外在的这个表现是很重要。
Which is the Christian life? We just kneel down, pray, and read the Bible. It seems that our appearance we have to do is daily ways.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们显出给外面的人看到，就是我们每天读经祷告。
But it doesn't mean that we can search we find out the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ right away.
但是不代表，不意味着我们立刻这样的每天的举动可以直接找到 神的这个内在。
But we call that this is a hidden treasure.
所以我们说 耶稣基督的这个是他内在美是这个宝藏。
We cannot serve the two masters.
我们不能侍奉两个主。
If our heart to be splitted,
如果我们的这个心意是分成一半的,
naturally seeking God, the momentum is the loose, the power and the intensity is kind of loosened up then.
所以我们这样的话，我们追求神、耶稣基督的这个欲望会慢慢减退。
Since even though we come to the Lord and we come to church on the Sabbath.
虽然我们在安息日来到教会,
we can take our prayer and our seeking God cannot be concentrated enough to the Lord.
虽然我们每个星期来聚会, 但是我们对神的爱呢是不够的激烈。
We have to find out the true lover, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们必须要寻找这个真正的爱人耶稣基督。
So the Shunammite woman looking for her lover in her bed.
所以这个心腹呢，寻求他在床上寻求他的爱人。
But she couldn't find there.
却找不着。
So she stand up to go out to the street to start to search the lover.
所以她起来游行城中的街市，为了要寻求她所爱的人。
And we find out that in the scripture. She cannot find out on the street.
我们在圣经也看到这个心腹在街上游行，却没有寻见他的爱人。
And also she met the man to, maybe he knows the watchman there, so which he asked, but he doesn't know too.
虽然他就到处去询问，但是这些人却不知道他的爱人在哪里。
Later on, actually, her lover came to her.
我们可以看到，在下半段呢，他的这个爱人却 过来去寻找他。
And well, our Lord Jesus Christ, if we have a desire,
如果对于我们的耶稣基督，如果我们有这个热忱
，just like the book of Jeremiah, when we draw near to God, then He draw near to us.
就好比圣经所说的，我们亲近他，他必然亲近我们。
He waiting for us, let us draw near to Him.
他在那边等候着，让我们亲近他。
It is a spirit of searching.
所以。我们他有这个去寻求的这个灵。
I hope we need to have this kind of spiritual desire.
所以我们希望我们有这个寻求的这个寻求的这个欲望。
Okay, why we find out why the you know Jacob he received the blessing from God so much?
我们可以看到为什么雅各呢？他从神那边领受那么多祝福。
Because he has a desire seeking for for the blessing of God.
所以他有这个欲望去寻求这个神给他的祝福。
And he find it.
然后他寻见了。
So that his life to be blessed by God.
所以因为他有这个寻求的精神，所以他的这个生活呢就被神祝福。
One of the phenomena, if we find out the true treasure, we find a true lover.
所以当我们找到了这个宝藏，当我们找到了这个所爱的人
，Joy is coming back.
这个喜乐就会回来。
So when you look at the life is quite stressful, but once you turn your face to your lover, then there is a smile because the joy is coming back.
虽然你生活可能有压力，但是当你面向你的爱人的时候，你就有这股喜乐。
And Paul, even in the Philippians, he mentioned the rejoice always.
所以保罗呢，在腓立比书也说常常喜乐。
Because most of the normal people, when they are prison, their imprisonment.There is no reason to be rejoiced.
大部分的人如果被关到监狱里面，并没有那个喜乐的那个源头。
But what? Because he find out the true lover in his heart.
但是因为保罗早在他心里已经寻见了这个宝贵的爱人。
So even in the when he was in the prison, no one can take away his true joy.
所以即使他被下到监狱里面，但是没有人可以从他身上夺去这个喜乐。
This is like our great reward when we find out the true lover in our life.
所以在这个就是当我们在生命中找到这个爱人所得到的奖赏。
And also, when we find out our true lover, then we have to devote ourselves.
当我们找到这个爱人的时候，我们必须要全神投入。
It is a kind of you know our investment.
它是一种的这个投资。
Or because we can see the relationship between a husband and wife.
我们可以看到夫妻的关系。
If you want to have you know the great dish we can be offered by our wife, then we have to help our wife.
所以如果我们要吃一个很丰富的一餐呢，我们必须要协助我们的太太。
My wife is not the different same. So I helped in the dishwasher, then she come to me then, wow, my husband really loves me.
所以当我帮我的先生呢去洗碗的帮我太太去洗碗的时候，我的太太会跟我说，我的先生很真好。
Any dish you want, this, and then I request the next meal coming. To,
so. 所以然后我就可以跟他说，我希望我的下一餐可以到来。
Once we find out the love and that we devote, we can show our true, you know, to the action to show love.Then returning is great.
所以，如果我们有办法把我们的爱施给我们的爱人，当他回应这个爱的时候，这个感觉是非常好的。
Paul, he himself in Philippians, he give up everything for the Lord. He give up his status. He give up all his knowledge he has.
所以，保罗为着耶稣基督的缘故呢，他把他所有的都放弃了。
He ravished everything.
他把所有的都当成粪土。
So Matthew 13, Jesus mentioned when the man find out the hidden treasure in the field, and then he go back, he sell everything his property, and then come to buy this hidden treasure.
所以在马太福音书十三章说到这个人呢，因为在这个田里寻见了这个宝藏，他回家就变卖所有的，为着要买这个宝藏。
If we find that the Lord Jesus in our life,
如果我们在耶稣在我们的生命当中找到了耶稣基督
，If we have a spirit to give up everything to the Lord,
如果我们有这个精神把我们所有的都变卖为了给耶稣
，He's willing to offer us everything to us too.
所以耶稣基督同样的也会愿意把所有的都给我们。
Let us love our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要 要完全的来爱我们耶稣。
Let us seek Him, our true love in our life.
所以我们为着我们这个生命的真爱来去寻求。
And also the Song of Solomon, he continued chapter 3 verse 6 to 11.
从雅各第三章的六节到十一节。
And the lady, look at the word in his, His husband to be coming on the from the wilderness.
所以在这个新妇呢，看到这个新郎从这个旷野出来。
It's a picture that the Lord Jesus coming from the wilderness.
所以这是一幅画，耶稣基督从这个旷野浮现出来。
Why we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们为何要相信耶稣基督？
We do not believe in the Lord Jesus because we want to live in the palace.
我们相信耶稣基督的缘故，不是因为我们要住在皇宫里面。
If we want to be comfortable life, then we have to change our direction of interest. We have to dig in our somewhere else.
所以，如果我们要享受一个非常舒服的生活，我们要转换我们的方向。
Many times we think that we connecting with our life and our all the physical blessing with the connecting with our God.
所以很多时候我们在物体这个肉身上所得到的这些束缚呢，我们把它跟神连在一起。
Many times our Christian life focus on the New Testament. I mean the Old Testament.
所以很多时候我们在专注这个旧约。
We have to find that Old Testament everything is through our physical eyes.
所以我们要知道旧约所讲述的这些东西是透过我们的肉眼所看到的。
Because the Old Testament time, this is ancient time.
所以这个旧约是从古。
Only way express God's love to His people has to show through the physical substance.
所以当他们当神要把他的爱显露给他的子民的时候，他必须要用这些物质上的东西来给他们。
So, when they do something, then the reward as a material.
所以旧约的时候，当这些选民呢做某件事情，在神里面看为义的时候，他必会用这物体上的物质上的享受回复给他们。
But at the same time, God is showing us the true picture of the blessing.
但是神也同时给我们看到这个真正的这个赏赐的画面。
But God do not give it to the inheritance in the promised land to Levites.
所以神没有给这一个这个迦南地的这些地呢，给这个利未人。
The rest of the tribe, the Joshua allocated all the land to them.
所以其他的十二支派的这些选民呢，耶稣亚都把地分给他们。
But God do not let the Levites have any inheritance in the land of Canaan.
但是这个利未人呢，却在这个迦南地没有份。
Only give them just a little town by town.
所以这神呢是给这些利未人这不同的这个市区。
So for them to dedicate in God's work.
所以让这些利未人呢可以专注的做神的工。
So God says that I am their inheritance.
所以神说我就是他们的产业。
And our Christian life is the same thing. We are all the Levites, spiritual Levites.
所以对我们来说，我们就是属灵上的利未人。
The Levites is a substitute of the firstborn.
所以利未人呢，其实就是可以等于这个头生。
So God chose the Levites for the substitute of the firstborn to serve the Lord.
所以这个利未人是神拣选来代替这个头生。
So once we come to the Lord, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以当我们相信耶稣基督来奉主耶稣的圣名来受洗。
Now we become a children of God.
我们变成神的儿女。
So we belong to Christ.
所以我们现在属耶稣基督。
So we are now we are according to the God's promise, and that we all inherit the kingdom of God.
所以照着神耶稣基督的应许，我们可以承受这个基业。
So our goal is not in the stick into this world to connect with God.
所以我们现在不借由这个世界来跟神联系在一起。
Sometimes we pray to God, that we say, God, let me to do this and these things and these things. you wait, wait, and nothing happened.
所以有时候我们求神为我们成全某些事情，但是我们一直在等待，却没有
Sometimes some young people just pray to God, say, please let me marry with this sister, and then the one gone, and then this one, next one, and this one, but nothing happened. That oh, God does not love me. God does not have love me.
所以有些弟兄呢说求神让我 娶这个姐妹，但是这姐妹结婚了，他又在求神说我要娶这个姐妹，但是又不成功，所以他说这个弟兄就觉得神不爱我。
God give me a smart heart and smart and brain.
我们可能我们向神求一个非常有智慧的头脑。
Let me always to be a get A, but every time you can see the only just a lot of C.
所以求神来给我们个很聪明的头脑，
then,
然后可以拿在成绩上可以拿 A, 但是常常只是拿到 C.
And then we think, oh, God doesn't love me.
然后我们在想，哦，神不爱我。
And there's many, many reasons. Sometimes we let to do the business smooth, but sometimes we can face a lot of challenges.
所以很多时候我们想做一个非常顺利的这个交易，但是当中呢却遇到了很多的
困难。 Many times we in our prayers we demand something to God.
在我们祷告当中我们向神请求很多
东西。 But how much of content of our prayer really seeking the spiritual of our content?
所以但是在我们祷告当中呢有多少我们有花多少心思去求灵里的东西呢？
If only we seeking, we open our eyes in our prayer, we can see the things that in our physical life related, then our prayer is still not enough to be mature, we can say.
所以如果我们的祷告当中求的常常都是因为物质的东西而去请求，这样我们的祷告没办法真正的达到神的心。
When Paul urged to the Timothy,
所以保罗在教导提摩太，
he asked him toLet you to join in my suffering.
所以他要求提摩太跟他一起在这个就一起同受这个艰难。
So the suffering itself is kind of shaping us, forming us our life.
所以这个艰难呢，可以在我们生命中慢慢的塑造我们。
So the we understand that, you know, the Stephen when he preached the gospel.
我们知道司提凡当他在传这个道理的时候。
He commented to the church as the church of wilderness.
他说这个教会就好像这个旷野。
So we understand that we come to the Lord, we do not seeking the physical life to connecting with God.
所以我们在祷告，我们不是我们不是请求神在我们物体上、生活上来跟神联系。
All the twelve, you know, Matthias included the twelve apostles of Jesus Christ.
这耶稣的十二个门徒。
In a sense, the physical, you know, our human point of view, they all failed.
在人的眼中来看，这十二个使徒是失败的。
None of them actually to be great in this world.
所以因为在这个世界上，这十二个使徒没有一个在这世界上是成名的。
None of them actually praised by the people.
他们没有一个是被当代的人来称颂。
Actually, their life came to this world. They when they preached the gospel, the other turned out to be like a least one in this world.
所以他们在这个世界上呢，虽然他们把这个福音传出去，但是却在这世界上成为最小的。
One of the most difficult things for the man's life is to be the least one.
所以对一个人来说，对他最难。接受的一件事就是他是最小的一件。
But we find out the spirit of the John the Baptist.
我们看到约翰这四体约翰的这个心智。
He will be increased, I have to be decreased.
他说耶稣基督必会渐增但是我会慢慢变小。
Because he experienced his life in the wilderness.
因为他在他在这个旷野过活。
You think of a life you are in the wilderness.
如果我们想，我们试想，我们生活在旷野。
What is your greatness?
在旷野中，我们可以成什么大事
？You want to show up to the wilderness to the beast? So what are you going to do?
如果你很成功的话，你要把你的成果是献给这些野兽看吗
？Wilderness is considered as hostile to the humankind.
所以对这个旷野呢，这个环境其实是对。这一个人的状况是不佳的。
Wilderness, there is no such kind of things like comfortable things.
在这旷野并没有舒适的一个生活。
Wilderness, there is no any role that's man, you know, paved the road on the wilderness.
在这旷野并没有这些路已经为人而盖好。
So Christian life, actually, we jump into, we can step into the wilderness.
所以作为一个基督徒呢，基督徒的生活就是进入了这个旷野。
The Lord Jesus Christ came from the wilderness.
耶稣基督是从旷野出来。
It looks like a column of smoke.
看起来就好像从这个烟雾里面出来。
Now, how we can see the Lord Jesus Christ from our spiritual eyes?
所以从我们的属灵的眼光，如何看见这个耶稣基督？
We can see that he's the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以借由这个圣灵的这个带领。
So that the column of smoke coming from there.
所以耶稣基督从这个云柱里
出
来。
So Israelites alive, the 40 years in the wilderness, they're training them. God training them always that their eyes look up to the sky to can see the column of fire and cloud.
所以耶稣神呢在训练这个选民四十年在旷野里面行走，他们就仰望看这云柱还火柱。
Also, we find out chapter 3 from 6 on here. This couch of Solomon coming from the wilderness bring with the fragrance.
所以我们可以看第六节，是耶稣基督他从这个旷野出来的时候就带着这个香气。
Fragrance is a smell that even God wants to use this.God used this smell in the tent of tabernacles.
所以这个香气呢，神在这个会幕里面也是有用
的。So one day, when the priest offered to make a, you know, the burn incense, they're using this also the fragrance.
所以这个祭司呢，他们献祭的时候也是用着这个香料。这个香
And also, grain offering also used that.
然后这个 grain offering.
Yeah, grain offering.That's okay. Just offering.
就是这个出熟节的这个奉献，它也是有这个。
And also the oil, put it in this frankincense, in this kind of smell.
然后他们的这个献祭都有这种香气。
So apply the all the you know the holy utensil.
Right. 然后把他们放在这些圣器里面去。
Well, if we find out the ones you read, when we read the book of Song of Solomon,
当我们看这个雅歌的时候
，you can see that many times it came out myrrh and frankincense, these two are.
所以这里常常看到有两个香，两个香馨香的东西，一个是墨，一个是药膳，一个是炉香。
So Matthew chapter 2 verse 11, when the man came from the east.Brought this to bring out and with the gold offered to the Jesus.
所以我们可以看到，那耶稣降临的时候，这些人从东边过来，他们就把这些香料献给耶稣。
So we find out, we can tell that you know during that age at that time, these two is a very precious fragrance for the Middle East people in the Middle East at that time.
我们知道在中东当时这两个香料呢是非常昂贵的。
Who can say favorable smell.
所以可以说它是一个非常好闻的一个香气。
I think that's why, because you know, nowadays the perfume is more and more developing to be better, making better smell.
所以我们知道现今的这个香水呢，他们一直在产生更多的香水，制造更多的香水。
The smell is precious.
这个香气是非常的。非常的宝贵的。
Smelling is attractive to people.
所以这种非常香的香气呢，会吸引人。
We can release the smell, especially the smell of Christ.
所以我们应该是要释放出耶稣基督的这种香气。
Second Corinthians chapter 2, Paul mentioned the fragrance of Christ.
所以在哥林多后书的第二章谈到耶稣基督的香气。
It is we can train ourselves, we can build our character.The our Lord Jesus Christ.
So we must train our character, like
Paul. And also the bearing the fruit of the Spirit.
然后也是谈到这个圣灵的果子。
Release the smell of the Holy Spirit.
然后来释放这个圣灵果子的香气。
And also find that these couch of Solomon. This is this is the represent of the church.
所以我们也是有谈到这个所罗门的这个遗址，就是在教会，就是可以预表着教会。
Actually, the later on, it mentioned about it. Eventually, also until toward the chapter 8, we find out that the church is very clear.
所以当这个我们看雅各的下半段的这个。教会是非常明显的。
This couch of Solomon, which is the couch of the Christ, the church belongs to God.
所以这个 这个椅子是所罗门的椅子、就是、
We come to the Lord and the church This is God's property
那我们来到教会呢这是神的这个产物
Of course the building is God's property
我们知道这个这间教会是神的
Since we dedicate
因为我们把这个教会献给神
I'm not talking about the physical building
但是我不是谈到这个物体的教会
Our church This is all the brothers and sisters Our circle This is the God's property
那我们说到我们教会就是指的我们的同龄
This is not mine
这批同龄是属于不是属于我的。
It's not a place that we can boasting around.
所以在教会我们不是可以互相的夸口。
Church is the place I have to serve them.
在教会我必须要去侍奉。
Just like Jesus came to this world to not to be served but to serve others.
就好像耶稣基督说，我来不是来被侍奉，是来侍奉人的。
That's how he can build his kingdom.
所以他就是因为这样才可以把他国建立起来。
And so we have to build the temple of God.
我们必须要建立起这个神的殿。
The temple is belongs to God.
这圣殿是属于神的。
It's not my name. It's not your name.
不是你的名字，或者是不是属你，不是属我。
No matter how great we are.
无论我们是多么的伟大。
We are merely just men.
我们只是人。
Today, this morning, in the prayer session, the deacon wants that we are sinners.
所以今天的祷告会，我们王执事谈到我们只是罪人。
We do not deserve to the kingdom of God.
所以我们不配得这个天国。
But we just as used as the instrument of God.
我们只是神的一个器皿。
We can make this church to be beautiful.
我们可以让这间教会呢变成更美丽。
They also have 60 mighty men around this, you know, the couch of Solomon.
所以在这个凳子旁边呢，有这个有六十个勇士。
This mighty man is a spiritual mighty man.
这勇士呢是这个在属灵上的勇士。
In this world, we can as a man, we can as a human, we can be the least one.
所以在这世界上呢，作为一个人，我们可以作为最小的一个。
But we can be the spiritually a great warrior.
但是我们在属灵上可以作为一个。强大的勇士
Just like a 60 this mighty man
就好比这六十个勇士
The one with just all the brothers and sisters we awake on the last day
所以在最后一天这个弟兄姐妹
In Romans chapter 13 says we are it's a time to wake up
所以在罗马书谈到我们应该是苏醒的时候
The time to get up
我们应该是起来的时候
We have to train ourselves spiritually
我们要在属灵上来训练我们
We have to be well trained spiritual soldier
我们要作为一个基督的精兵
Once we live in this world we're seeking for the comfortable life in this world
如果我们活在这个世界上寻求这个世界上的
We forget about our life we are actually facing the spiritual warfare
我们忘记了我们在属灵上是在征战
Many times we look at our all the time they're seeking for our life
如果我们在这世界上一直寻找这个世界
But we have to train ourselves to be the mighty man spiritually
但是我们必须要去训练我们作为属灵的勇士
we are fighting for the actually for the Lord Jesus Christ
我们要为耶稣基督而征战
and we know that the Paul mentioned to the First Timothy
我们知道保罗在提摩太前书
you fight a good fight
他已经做了一个打了一个美好的仗
with faith
是用信心而打的
and you mentioned that do not love the money
说不要爱着这个金钱。
The love of the money is all the source of evil.
因为爱金钱的这个是万恶之根。
It doesn't mean that you don't do the business, you don't work.
但是不代表说我们不做生意，不上班。
We need money.
我们需要这个钱。
Because that's how we can help this kind of building, you know, the side building kind of.
因为我们就是因为有这个金钱才可以做这个副堂。
But remember all this.Doing for God.
那是我们了解，我们所做的一切是为了耶稣基督神所做的。
And also, we can do help others.
我们可以用这钱来协助别人。
So we prepare for our eternal life in the kingdom of God.
我们要为我们的这个永生来准备。
The soul is always a win the battle. A failing means a death. We know that. The soldiers,
you know. 如果一个精兵，如果他打仗，如果他输了，他必
须要面对死亡。When the evil come approach to us,
当这个邪恶往就是往我们接近逼近。
It is easy to we can defense offense to the evil too.
我们可以做保守是要我们可以守可以攻。
If somebody hit me, then I hit back. Then it's a very easy way.
因为有人如果打我攻我的话，我就。 回攻的话
，But somebody evil to us
是很简单的。但是有人对我们啊、做不好的事
，Then we can defend an offense to the good。
我们可以用好来作为用善来对待来攻守。
So, Romans chapter 12, Paul mentioned that how you can be a spiritual soldier to you can win over in your life to be victory.
所以罗马书十二章谈到我们可以如何来让我们的属灵战争得胜
？Win over with the goodness to the evil.
什么借由这个善来胜过这个恶
？Spiritual soldier spirit.
所以作为这个属灵的勇士。
We find out when Jesus came to this world.
我们知道耶稣基督来到这世界
上。He lived as a mighty man.
他过着一个勇士的生活。
He never retaliated to the people.
他当这些人辱骂他，他没有反击。
He just accepted.
他就默认，然后就接受。
But he never forget his mission given from the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他从来没有忘记神给他的这个。
He reached out the hands, showing the true love to the people.
然后伸出手，然后把这个真爱显给。
Actually, what he's showing is the least one. What he's showing is the weakest one, actually.
他显出的时候是他最弱的时候。
That's why when he died on the cross, many people despised him.
所以当他死在十字架上的时候，很多人都在都藐视他。
Yet that is the figure, that is the image of the mighty man.
但是这个就是属灵的勇士所呈现出来的。
This Jesus mentioned that if you want to follow me, so you can, if you want to be a disciple of me, then you can deny yourself, carry the cross and follow me.
所以耶稣基督说，如果你要跟做我的门徒的话，必须舍己，然后提起这个十字架跟着我走。
And also this sixth man, they carried this sword.
然后这六十个勇士呢，都有持着这个剑。
This passage means the wielders of the sword.
在这里谈到说，他们都有持着这个刀剑。
Which is the 60 of them, they know how to use this sword very well.
所以这六十个勇士知道如何运用他们的兵器。
The weapon is there, but you don't use it, you don't train yourself, that you don't know how to use the weapon, then this weapon is not much of useful.
如果我们有这个兵器圈不晓得如何锻炼来用这兵器，这兵器对我们来说是没有用的。
That's why we shaping ourselves. Why we study the Bible?
所以我们要查考圣经。
Why we constantly pray to God?
当我们常常祷告神。
Because we receive the power from above.
我们从上头得到能力。
And also we receive the wisdom from above.
我们也可以从上头得到这个智慧。
We need the strength from above.
我们需要上头来的能力。
And so that we can also that we can using this word of God with His wisdom.
然后用这个智慧来运用。
So this is the way we can be 60 mighty men around the church.
所以我们才可以做这个六十个勇士来守着这个教会。
The church can be the shine. If the church is the truly can shine of Christ to be the release from there.
然后这个教会呢可以显出荣耀。
And then chapter 4 verse 1 to 6, chapter 4 verse 1 to 5 here. Mentioned about from the now the Lord Jesus look at us as this seven charming point.
所以第一节到第五节谈到这七个非常好
seven charming point. I just don't know chapter four.
是这个雅各的第四章一到五节谈到这七个这个很好的优点。
Because the eyes.
是眼睛
，eyes the one of a beautiful, charming point.
所以眼睛是一个非常好的一个。
I mentioned that we need the spiritual eyes.
我谈到说我们必须要有这个属灵的眼光。
The spiritual eyes always we set our eyes upon to the Lord above. We can say.
因为这属灵的眼光把这个目光放在属灵的事情上。
Seeking Him, set our eyes to the Lord Jesus.Book of Hebrews 12 says,
因为在希伯来书第十二章谈到，我们把我们的眼目放在耶稣身上。
When Jesus standing there as a disciple, and when the Matthew 10 says, be like a shrew, like a serpent, and like a dove is also.
在马太福音书，当耶稣基督把差派十二门徒出去的时候，他们说你们要灵巧像蛇。
Our eyes should be innocent eyes.
但是我们的眼睛必须要是
has to be pure.
必须要洁净。
Many times the source of evil coming through our eyes.
很多时候那些邪恶的东西是由我们的眼睛进入。
Mostly two sides. One is our eyes. One is our mouth.And one is our ears, but eye is the major one.
所以 邪恶是借由我们眼睛进入耳朵，还有借由我们的嘴巴。他是多大部分时候是借由眼睛。
We know the one David when he committed sin at that time.
我们知道当大卫犯了罪。
And his when just in the afternoon he get up from his bed he walk around.
所以他睡了一个午觉，起来就在行走。
Actually, the split of second at that time, his eyes turn away from the woman. Actually, he doesn't have to.Be tempted, actually.
所以当时如果他把他的眼睛挪去，他就不会被这个女人而勾引。
But still, he fixed his eye onto the woman.
但是他就把他眼睛定在这个女人身上。
Nowadays, we know that this word is full of wicked, dirty things, evil things in this world.
我们知道现今的时代是邪恶的。
Nowadays, the internet, we know that because I can tell about 20, 30 years ago, we don't have to watch the movie that much.
我可以说二三十年前我们并没有花很多时间在电视上。
Nowadays, everybody download anything.
现今的时代每个人都在下载。
Once we turn on the internet, there's everything.
在当我们进上网的时候都有很多资讯。
Of course, wasting of the time also issue too.
当然浪费时间也是一个问题。
But another thing is our heart, because of our eyes, see things, but it ruins our spiritual life.
但是因为借由我们所看的东西呢，来我们的属灵就被毁坏。
So we keep our eyes to be holy.
所以我们要保持我们的眼睛圣洁。
And also our eyes look at things with faith.
然后我们要有一个就是很坚定的信仰。
Let our eyes have like Joshua Caleb.
就让我们眼睛就好像耶稣亚还有
加勒。Things look at with faith.
他们看东西是有信心的。
So that we can feel that we can have With God, everything is possible. Then.
所以借由神，一万事都能成就。
The eye is beautiful.
所以他们的眼睛是多么美丽。
Our hair is showing our devotion and our humility.
所以我们的头发来显著我们的对神的这种虚心。
Our teeth as for the meditative word of God.
那我们的牙齿让我们可以去想神的话。
Our lips to praise the Lord.
用我们的嘴唇来赞美神。
Our cheeks showing our expression.
然后我们的这个脸颊呢，来显露我们的这个心情。
Our neck as a firm faith.
Our neck.
Yeah.
我们的颈作为我们坚固的信仰。
And also Solomon praised the lady's breast.
所以这里也谈到，所罗门就是称赞这女人的。
The church is the place.
的双乳。
Church is the place to offer the milk, the spiritual milk to all the brothers and sisters.
所以教会呢是给弟兄姐妹这个属灵的。
Well, we raised by the word of God.
我们是被神的话而。因为神的话渐渐成长。
The Bible mentioned about the Old Testament that the land of Canaan is full of honey and flowing the milk.、Right?
所以圣经有谈到这迦南地是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
Place where the full of the Word of God.
所以充满神的话。
This is the beauty of the church.
这就是教会的这个美丽。
The seven of this charming point that we should be equipped in the church.
所以这七点我们必须拥有这七点。
And not only also is the church, but at the same time, my life also, so your life.
所以不单是教会如此，在我们生命当中必须也要有这七点。
And also Song of Solomon chapter 4:6 mentioned about he going toward to the two mountains. There is a mention that Mara and the frankincense.
所以在这利未节谈到说，还有这两座山，一个是莫药山，还有一个乳香冈。
Mountain where you can go, they can deny yourself.
你去到那边，然后去吸。
We all have a smell.
我们本身都有这个味道。
Our smell should be covered by his smell.
但是我们的这个味道必须要被他的香气而掩盖。
Paul, 1 Corinthians 15 says, "I die daily."
所以保罗在第一哥林多前书谈到，我每天都死去。
So that we don't live ourselves, but He Himself live within us.
所以我们不为自己而活，而借由他在我们身上而活。
So every day we come to this mountain to deny ourselves.
每天当我们来到这个山上呢，就是舍己。
And also we go to the mountain. There's a Mara, the mountain of Mara, you can say.
我们可以去到这个莫山。
You're using for this altar of incense.
然后去到这个有香气的山。
It is a beautiful smell to reach up to God.
这是非常。馨香的香气可以达到神面前。
Where there is a God, is then there is the smell of this prayer.
所以，当神在的地方就有这个祷告的香气。
And also the Song of Solomon chapter 4:7-9 mentioned about the image of the three kind of the quality of the church.
在第四章也是有谈到教会所拥有的三个特质。
Church, we can say the perfect church.
在当我们谈到一个完全的教会。
We are not perfect, but church is perfect.
我们不是完全的，但是教会是。
We find out that the book of Revelation, the list of the seven churches.
我们在这个启示录谈到这七间教会。
Except the Smyrna and the Philadelphia, the rest of them all have a problem.
除了斯美纳还有铁非教会，其他的五间教会都是有问题的。
So church is to be reached to the perfect church.It's not easy.
所以要教会渐渐的变成完成，并不是一个简单的。
It requires our great effort and also require a build our spirituality.
要教会完成，必须要我们尽全力去达成。
Before we find out other people's fault, I have to change it.
所以在我还没看到别人的问题之前，我必须本身要改变。
Many times I find out my children's fault.They are copycat from the parents.
所以很多时候，当我看到我的孩子他们的缺点，其实是从我身上抄。
I have to change.
来抄的，所以我必须本身要去
改变。Let us make the church to be spiritually perfect church.
所以我们把教会变成一个属灵上完全的教会。
There's no any defect, we can say.
让这教会完成毫无指摘。
And also, church should be the church with even the.Resist and also to overcome the all kinds of the rough situation.
让这个教会可以面临所有的这些危机。
We have to be survive in the harsh condition too.
所以我们必须要在这个旷野这种
even the beast around out there.
来存留，虽然这里有这个野兽。
Church should be strong in there.
但是教会必须在旷野里面。
And also church
强壮。
Church is the one to.Submit to God.
教会呢是顺从神的。
So we can say this is the beauty of the church.
这就是教会的美丽。
And this church, this kind of church we're seeking for.
这就是我们要追求的教会。
And also, chapter 4 verse 12 to 15, because all these things are just mentioned, but there's a lot, the mention about the garden is a lot.
所以第十二节谈到这个园子里面有被关起来锁起来。
The well is covered.
然后井呢也被封闭。
Truth should be locked. Truth.
所以这个真理必须要锁起来。
Nowadays, all the many churches in the denomination they open.
所以现今的很多不同的教派呢，他们把这个真理开出来。
To this word to attract the people.
他们为了吸引更多人就妥协了。
But true beauties of the church is a locked garden.
所以，但是这个真正美丽的这个花园，必须要把真理锁起来。
Cover the well.
来把这个。
Keep the purity of the truth.
把井封起来，为了要保持这个圣这个。这个真理的
存在。But once again, the Song of Solomon 4 to 12 to 15 on this 13th mention about the church have a full fragrance. Again, here mentioned too.
在十二节也是谈到这个教会是充满香气。
Different kind of fruits are bared and that make smell out.
所以在那花园里面有很多不同的果树，有不同的香气。
This is the picture of the recover of the spiritual Garden of Eden.
所以这个就是伊甸园的复兴。
There's a full of water, which is the river flowing of the, which is the Holy Spirit continue flowing the whole life, the whole Garden of Eden.
所以在这个伊甸园呢，有这个河流，就是神的圣灵。
Now we can build this kind of church.
所以我们要建立起这样的教会。
The hope that we all motivate to have can have this kind of church for in Houston.
所以我希望也在我们休斯顿教会有可以有这样的一个志向，来成为一个完全的教会。
And the last point that I mentioned about the last verse, there's this one actually, the topic today.
所以最后一节是今天我所要讲的这题目。
I just mentioned about 1 minute.
所以我会花一分钟。
There's a wind.
有一个风。
Winds is not the good things in the Bible.
在圣经里面谈到风，并不是一件。
The wind from the east, this is considered as a picture of the judgment.
所以，从东方来的风就是这个审判。
It's a hot wind, dry everything.
所以这个是又热又干的干燥的风，是吧
？Ezekiel chapter 17, and then Jonah, book of Jonah mentioned that when there was they're growing, what is that? actually the east wind come to blow it dried up that one.
所以我们记得在约拿，他旁边长了一棵小树，但是因为东风一来就把这个树枯干了。
The west wind is the coming from the west, which is the Mediterranean.
所以从西边来的风是从这个地中海来的。
These winds bring the rain.
所以这个西风呢是会带来这个雨水。
I remember when the Elijah would pray on the Mount of Carmel and brought this, the rain by this wind.
所以我们记得在以利沙在求靠雨的时候，这个在加密山求靠雨，这个雨呢从西边吹来。
From north is kind of cold winds.
从北方来的云呢，这个风呢是冷风。
God used the north winds to the many times.It coming from there to showing that actually God Himself with the other forces.
所以很多时候这个北风呢下来的时候呢，就是神他的权力。
A lot of hardship.
有很多的这个困苦。
Many times Israelites are awake when they face the hardship in their life.
所以很多时候这些以色列人呢，当他们面临这个困苦的时候，他们就醒了过来。
Song of Solomon 4:16 mentioned about this is a north wind.
所以在十六节谈到这个北风。
But we can stand up too.
我们也可以向着可以站立起。
The wind all the during the time of the apostle, there are a lot of winds at that time.
我们知道在保罗的时候，这使徒的时候有很多不同的。
A lot of persecution upon at that time.
当时他们面临很多的这个逼迫。
But actually, this winds because of the winds, the church can be stronger actually.
但是因为有这一些的这个逼迫，教会才可以。
And also the 4:16 mentioned about those, it come from the south.
这里也是有谈到南风。
And south is all the kind of a worldly kind of a deceiving worldly temptation, we can say.
So 我们可以说南风呢，就是世界上的这些引诱。
A lot of attraction from this world is hardly reduced sometimes.
所以很多很多世界上来的这些引诱呢，我们很难就去抵挡。
But these winds also help that we can stand firm if we have a faith.
但是这个南风，如果我们可以抵挡的话，我们可以建立起我们的信仰。
Many times the fruit tree, the bear the fruit.Helping by the helping of this wind.
很多时候呢，这些树要结果子是靠着这些风。
Church will always face the wind.
作为这个教会，必须会面临这些风的攻击。
But we can stand firm.
但是我们必须要
continue to grow the bear of fruit.
继续的去结果子。
So showing the maturity, which is the all the fruit that bear the end up to be mature fruit.
所以让这些果子当它。可以得到成熟。
They make the smell of a fragrance.
因为成熟的话，我们就可以闻到成熟
的
这个果子的香气。
Please God and please people.
然后这香气可以得神的喜悦。
Ultimately, we can say this is the fruit of the Spirit.
我们可以说这个果子就是圣灵的果子。
Let us bear this fruit in the church.
我们要在教会来结这种果子。
So make this garden to be beautiful.
让这个园变成一个美丽的花园。
Nobody wants this kind of wind.
没有人希望有这种风。
But when this wind blows,
当这种风吹进来的时候
let our life to be mature.
它会让我们的生命变成成熟。
Actually, that way we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们就可以因此而建立就是结圣灵的果子。
We can release the fragrance from the church.
来从教会来释放出这个香气。
God continue to encourage you. To God bless your church.
愿神继续的来祝福带领这个教会。
Let's pray in silence.
我们低头默祷。
Amen.